This weekend is the 5th annual Alaska Renewable Energy Fair held on the Park Strip near downtown Anchorage. One of the speakers at this year's event is Iowa Governor Chet Culver. Culver says he ran on a renewable energy platform in 2006, and the state now has a $100 million pot of money called the Iowa Power Fund that invests in what Culver says are second and third generation renewable energy technology ideas to create green-collar jobs. He says the fund has invested in everything from wind storage in caves to algae.
Trying to convert algae into power, there's not really a fund like this in the nation. We're looking at diversification. So people make application to our Power Fund board with all of these exciting different projects. We've now invested about $50 million, and we've leveraged hundreds of million dollars additionally in federal funds and private sector investment.
And what has this meant on the ground for economic development in your state? Are you seeing the creation of jobs based on these things?
In fact, the Power Fund is investing in a cellulosic ethanol plant, for example, in Emmitsburg, Iowa. It would be the first commercially viable cellulosic ethanol plant in the United States. So we are trying to convert corn cobs at that plant into a renewable fuel. The other thing that's happening is we are fast becoming the Silicon Prairie of the Midwest. We want to do in Iowa the exciting kind of cutting edge research and development that was done in California, during the information technology booms. We have these small businesses that are popping up all over our state. In Ames, Iowa, for example, where Iowa State University is, they're doing some phenomenal things related to solar power and manufacturing solar panels at one of the businesses that the Power Fund is supporting as well.
You mentioned a facility that would use corn cobs as a source of energy. How much of the economic development, the Iowa Power Fund, involves the state's number one product, which is corn?
Well, we're really looking at value-added alternatives when it comes to corn and soybeans. So the Power Fund is interested in cellulosic ethanol, in biodiesel-related research and development projects. Soy lubricant, we believe that we could help lubricate every rail line in the United States of America using soy-based lubricant as opposed to petroleum-based lubricant, which they currently use on most rail lines. And I'm here in Alaska to join the Alaska Renewable Energy Project and the renewable energy advocates here in Anchorage this weekend to see how we can partner and work together to collaborate and educate and inform Alaskans and Americans from coast to coast about what's possible when it comes to really securing our energy future and dealing with really serious issues related to climate change and, most importantly, creating potentially millions of green-collar jobs in this country.
And Governor Culver, when you talk about green-collar jobs, you've been talking about a lot of the projects that are ongoing in Iowa. What else does that encompass? What exactly are green-collar jobs?
Well, we have been very aggressive in Iowa in recruiting wind energy companies in particular to our state. So in the last 3 years, we've had 9 companies in the wind energy business come to Iowa to set up manufacturing facilities. We are one of only 2 states that is currently manufacturing the 3 component parts of a windmill: towers, turbines, and blades. So we are making these component parts in Iowa. And as a result, we're creating really good-paying manufacturing jobs. In addition, we're creating permanent maintenance jobs. We have about 2,100 wind turbines that are up and running across the state of Iowa. We're going to produce 15% of all of our energy in Iowa from wind, and we need talented and capable workers to maintain those turbines, to keep them operating and to service them on a regular basis. You can make $50,000 or $60,000 a year as a wind maintenance technician. And in some cases, you only need an associate's degree from a community college to go right into the job market and make a very, very good living in one of these new green jobs. And then in addition, the supply chain is following these companies. So thousands of small business-related jobs are being created to support the larger manufacturing facilities that are making the towers and the turbines and blades.
Iowa Governor Chet Culver will be speaking at 6 p.m. at the Renewable Energy Fair in Anchorage tomorrow.